Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Evening subjects of the Empire, you are listening to Live from Zarloth at your number one resource for the breaking news. I'm Hug Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos.
I don't think you've signed this yet, but everyone else in the studio's been signing it.
Well, what is it?
My cast, Herc.
Oh, is sign that what that cast. Is?
That, what do you mean, is that what it is?
I've never seen one in person before.
You've never encountered someone with a broken bone?
No, I don't have any.
You don't have bones?
Glorbanians don't have no boat.
Well, that explains why you did so well after last week. You just hit a wall and then got right back up.
Yeah, I was a little squished. For all you listeners, this is an interesting episode for us as we are currently exposed to the elements of Zarloth 1.
It rained here last night. My chair is still wet.
Yep, sitting in wetness.
Maybe from rain? Maybe.
From something else?
Who knows?
Basically, I bought a toy for Tomlin that was a 10-foot, like, spinning fairy thing where you pull a ripcord and it becomes like a helicopter. What I did not anticipate is that it would rebound after escaping a few hours before our recording, and it basically came back and destroyed most of the studio.
Yes, and while Herc took an impact nearly directly to the face...
Probably kill anybody else.
Anyone else would have died. You hit a wall at ungodly speeds.
Mach 3, I think.
It was truly impressive. Got right back up. I'm impressed.
I'm made of delicious things, and that makes me unbreakable.
I, however, had the floor knocked out from under me, was struck by one of the toy's hands, and fell 18 stories.
Yeah, things didn't really work out for Ron, but you know, he's here. He's working, and he's got a cast.
It's a cast.
Why do people sign it?
Well, I think it's to kind of cheer you up. They see your pain. They sign the cast because they see your pain. And when my entire weight went into this right tendon in my arm, and I think they see that pain and they want to acknowledge it. That's why they're signing it. Would you like to acknowledge my pain?
As long as I'm clear that it's not an acknowledgement that I was partially responsible after buying the toy.
Would you consider yourself partially responsible?
No, but I just want to make sure I'm not liable. Does that make sense?
Well, you see, liability kind of ties to responsibility. You see how there's a little bit of a... It's the other side of the two-sided dice, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I love a good two-sided dice. And no, I'm neither liable nor responsible. But I do feel a little bad, regardless of not being either of those two things. So I thought that since we are high and dry, but also quite wet, I'm very wet right now, sitting in this seat under the Zarloth 1 sky.
I think we're all wet.
We're all a bit wet. Tomlin is just dripping.
Oh.
Hi, Tomlin.
Wet as can be.
Look at you.
I love it when he's wet.
I love that. Anyway, I thought it'd be fun to have a special guest. We didn't have any of our usual experts on tap to come into the studio and say hello and give us a word, but I did have something else in mind.
Did you bring Daniel Stormy in just to cheer me up with my broken arm? He's still going through it. That would, Herc, if you did this, I owe you forever.
It is not Daniel Stormy, unfortunately. Oh, I could see how maybe you would have thought that.
Yeah, well, you had an exciting tone. So
I have one thing better. Oh? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our very special guest, Dylan Johnson from Earth.
What up, retards?
Wow, Dylan.
Dylan just coming in hot with a slur. How's it going, buddy?
Yeah, it's good. Who are you again?
It's me, Ron. I'm who you've been giving the stories to, little buddy. You look great, little guy.
Thank you, but you don't look as good as I would have thought you would have looked. But...
I look almost identical to the astral projection above your house. I'm almost a one-for-one recreation.
Yeah, we thought Michigan worshipped Iran as a god.
I'm over your house every other night.
How do you feel about it? Is that accurate?
Am I doing too much?
I don't actually worship you, nor do I think anybody worships you the way that you might think they do.
Well, that's all right.
All things to all people, I understand that. Detroit is Detroit.
Dylan, I want to let a little bit of water pass under the bridge. You see, a few weeks ago, I made a mention of possibly selling your brain to science, and
This is not a safe place for you. I'm so sorry.
I want you to know that's a farce. It's a joke, and there is in no way any need to worry about all these instruments and tools behind me, and they're just for decoration.
I thought that was to break open my cast.
That's for decoration.
So you were the one that beamed me up here?
That was me. I brought you here at no small expense. Isn't this great, Dylan? Aren't you just so excited?
Well, am I the first human to come to Palatone City, or is this a first, or...
We've had Adam Driver.
It was Adam Driver has come here. Yeah.
But you're a great number two.
Yeah, you're number two, Dylan.
Number two.
You're great number two, buddy.
Dylan, what does number two mean to you?
Shit.
That's neat.
That's really great, Dylan.
Also, you're here unconsensually, and as your guardian in this situation by default, I feel a responsibility.
You're
my guardian?
You're Dylan's guardian right now?
Oh, by default, wouldn't you say, little buddy? Up top.
He's raising one of his...
It's like
hands.
You, like, put it's your hand... Wait, hands. Like, I'll show you. Tomlin, come here. It's like, that's like what you do with...
So there's just three of you guys in here? That's it?
Yeah, and Tomlin sits over there and...
You guys call yourself a news station?
Well, no, we usually
station?
Have
There's
more people, but their desks were removed by the toy. There's usually six or seven other people. We only really reference Tomlin all that often, but today it is just the three of us.
We don't know what they do. Someone runs the teleprompter, we think.
Allegedly.
Not Tomlin?
No.
No, he just sits there.
He watches. He's wet right now.
I mean, he's dripping.
He's got a new snack today.
What's he eating? They look like fingers.
It's Garbos again, but long Garbos.
Long Garbos.
Long Garbos.
What are Garbos?
Garbos are kind of like what I call them. They're like bugles on Earth.
You put them on the ends of your fingers and then you're a monster.
Yes. You like bugles, Dylan? You ever become a monster?
Well, I am gluten intolerant, so I can't have them.
That sounds like a great thing.
He's raising his hand again.
Yes.
It's not to strike you. It's for a high five.
I think he's going to beat you,
I feel like
Dylan.
You're about to threaten me.
I would never strike you, Dylan.
Me.
I love you.
Dylan. I think Ron is intending to strike you. I think it'd be safer if you just sat here and allowed me to perform small incisions with my tools.
Dylan, it's not safe!
I'm still confused as to why I'm here. I'm here for you to perform surgery on me?
Oh, no. See, this is where you're confused, Dylan. We're here to talk the news, and since you're Ron's expert on Earth, we figured you'd have so many insights that we may not have.
That's right, the brightest journalistic mind on Earth, little buddy. And, I'd like to say, now that I have you here in my presence, I couldn't be more proud and, well, I'd love to hear a little bit more about some of those stories you've given us as of late. And if you have anything new, I feel like this is a perfect opportunity for the cosmos to see Earth for what it is.
Yeah, I love the one about Deej Nuts. That was a good one.
Excellent.
If I give you a new story, are you going to use it against me, Mr. What's your name again?
Use it against... I'm Herc Dercules. I realize that we have not had much correspondence that I just beamed you up here and you have no idea how you got here. No, this is journalism. I figured you, as a bright journalistic mind, as Ron keeps touting you to be, that, nothing bad. Nothing used against you. Nothing on your permanent record.
All right, and if I give you this news story, will you be able to get me back by 4 p.m. Eastern time on the globe Earth?
Buddy, we can get you wherever you need to be at any point. Me and Herc are fully committed to making this a 50-50. We get you to your game. We get you where you need to go. We get you tucked in.
Yeah,
it's
go
a
to,
partnership.
Want to go to Grosnar? You want to go there?
Don't take him to Grosnar.
Grosnar? It's
like a grocery store?
Yeah, it's kind of like a store.
Well,
it's
I don't
like
even go to the store with my
it's
mom.
It's where we get Garbos. It's really cool.
I'm okay. I need to get back by 4 because I got band practice.
And we respect that.
I don't really, okay. But we'll get you there.
There's a weird energy in here, but I'm good. I'll give you my new story. I got one.
That'd
I got
be
one
great,
just for you.
We don't have a wall.
I got one just for you, Mr. Spackman.
What about me?
Well, breaking news.
He's excellent! A delight!
Dylan, that was wonderful.
I've listened to the show. I don't care about it, though, but I've listened. I've listened to it. I'm not saying I like it. I listen to it because it's funny.
We'll take one out of two.
This just in, Ron!
That's me.
Galaxy-renowned Rizzler and Goonmaxer Grimace was caught edging your grandmother in the skibbity toilet all the way to Ohio. When asked to comment, his only words were, "Put the fries in the bag." Any comments?
God, Dylan, I...
Ron, you were right. Dylan is brilliant. I haven't even... This is so spanking new that I don't even know a single thing about
it. Well, because you're not a level 10 gooner. You have no Riz.
What?
Well, so see, how would people like us become level 10 gooners with max Riz in Ohio?
Yes.
Tell us, Dylan. I want to know.
I feel like you just gotta not care. I think you guys care a little too much.
Oh, I could not.
You got it. Well, you can like secretly care, like, but deep, deep down, where even you don't know that you care.
How deep, Dylan?
So deep.
Mm. Whoa! I'm gonna be completely honest with you, Dylan. I don't think I could physically not care ever.
Yeah, Ron doesn't really know how to do that. It's all care all the time.
Well, then you'll never be a Rizzler. You'll never.
Well, maybe I can't do this goon maxing or this edging, but. I know I can be a damn good parent. I may not edge. I may not goon.
You
want
to be my parent? You want to be... What? You want?
Would you...
What's your situation, Dylan?
Yeah, what's going on? How's the home life, little buddy?
I got a single mom, and it's just her and me.
How tall is she?
I mean, she's probably like 5'5".
Okay. Ron has standards. If he is going to be joined to your mother, we got
to
make sure
everything's
okay.
Joined to my mom?
If there's going to be a marriage here, I don't have a particular attraction to Earth women. It's more Earth men, but I'm willing to bend the rules to be there for you.
Don't you have an attraction to trains? To planes? What was it again?
Automobiles. Dylan, we need you to sign his cast to confirm that you are all right with the marriage of your mother to Ron.
This makes you my son.
That's a pretty sick cast, though, I will
say. Isn't it great?
Thank you.
I like the color.
I just figured
my arm broke a couple years ago, and I got like a nice lime green cast, and I like the blue. It's a second choice for me, but...
It blends with my skin.
Dylan, I could not care less about your lime green cast. Are you going to marry your mother to Ron or not? I need to know.
I'm not.
Oh, that's all I needed to know.
It's a soft menu. Yeah. We're going to work on it.
Well, no. Okay.
We'll get there.
Right. We're all agreed. Up top, buddy.
He's raising his hand again. I don't want to high-five him because like I do feel a threatening presence when he raises it to me.
No, it's a paternal thing. You're confused.
Well, this is probably a good time to read an email. We got an email.
You're going
to
love this, Dylan.
You're going to love this, Dylan.
I'm so glad you're here.
This is a segment we haven't done in a really long time, but you know, we're excited to be here. All right, this is a email that says, greetings from Coach K's class. I was the one who came through and he had Stu and Robbie.
There was a little group. They came through. It was a little mistiming thing, but Coach was a delight.
It was awkward, but he was nice. Okay, let's see what it says. It says, oh, hey there, Live from Zarloff. I can hear it in his voice. We're Live from Zarloff, Dylan. Okay. How are you? I'm fine. He answered his own question. I just wanted to thank you for letting me and the kiddos come on through the studio. They were just thrilled with the whole thing, positively chuffed, I tell ya. In fact, some of the Rugrats drew pictures as a thank you. You'll find them below. Oh, almost forgot. Not sure if you're still polling to see who wins the survey, but I thought I'd pass the votes of the kiddos. Says Hercules, 2 votes. Michael Wave, 5 votes.
What?
What?
I love Michael Wave. Michael Wave is big.
You're on crack, Dylan.
Michael Wave is big.
You've lost
big.
Your mind. On Earth?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Wave? There's
physically no way. Have you met Michael Wave?
No. Anybody who has had to listen to Live from Zarloff, because there is a bit of a forcing of us to listen to this show.
Yeah, it's mandatory. Yeah.
So that's why I said I'd listen to it. I don't particularly like it. But, he wants to get back to it.
It's okay, Dylan. We'll get to your big idea next. Proud of you, buddy.
He's getting red.
Ron Spackman has 1 vote, and that 1 vote was from Coach K. He says, that's me. Love you, bud.
Thank you, Coach.
Daniel Stormy has 4,967,999,698 votes. A few of these are from the Greg. Not sure how to count hive mind votes. God, I hate the Greg so much. I was going to just count him as one, but then he called me spacist. And it was just a whole thing. Yeah,
it's on the line.
It's probably best to avoid that. Once again, thank you for your partnership. with our special school. And then he's got pictures from his class. Look, wait, here, look at that. Oh. Look at these and then show Gillen.
They draw these?
Also, yay for Daniel. Big day for Daniel. Oh.
They're really nice, right? There's one that's just like the Greg over and over, like the word Greg.
Yes.
It's kind of unsettling.
Almost forming a fence of some kind. These appear to be soup children, I suppose. And
for you,
oh, that's us!
That's us.
Look at that. That's us.
For you listeners who cannot see, these are literally pictures drawn by the class, and we will share them with you somehow so that you can all see them, because they're great.
Hold on. This last one,
What is it?
Well, I just have questions.
Can I see?
I have curiosities, I suppose. Frankly, Herc, if I may, I'm really trying to keep my son as safe as possible and not exposed to elements.
You see this?
Is there danger here?
The photo that Ron is describing, not photo, the hand-drawn picture is...
Rendering.
Rendering, yes, is the Zarloff Tower, the Life from Zarloff Tower, and a massive explosion rocking the top of the building, and then someone blew in a suspicious... trench coat and a hat with it like a match or something.
That is the brand.
Huh. That's unsettling.
Is it a threat? There is a threatening presence surrounding this entire place. Is someone else threatening you guys?
I mean, who could possibly threaten? Well, Buff threatened us a little bit, didn't he?
Buff did. Or one of his personalities. I say it's probably that little scoundrel Robbie who's going around under the desk.
Robbie?
He probably drew that to psych
what
us out.
What if he's in here right now?
I swear.
Everybody look under your desk. Robbie.
There's only room for one brilliant young mind here.
Yeah.
That's Dylan.
That's Dylan.
Speaking of, firstly, thank you so much to Coach K. I do appreciate the one
thank
vote.
Thank you, Coach.
A man of culture. Dylan, now I know I've got much to learn from you in the ways of journalism, but if you'd like to learn something from your old man, I could show you how I read off the teleprompter, give the world its news.
You know what? I would like to see this.
All right.
Do it.
Great. Look at it. We're doing things together. This is great.
And Herc Dercules is here.
He gets to watch.
Tomlin going to run the teleprompter?
No, he just sits there.
So who's going to run the teleprompter?
We really don't know.
Well,
can
I
you
do
it? You must be a man of many talents.
Well, I
feel like you could multitask. Couldn't you? You have so many eyes.
I suppose I could, yes. If I aim 2 at the teleprompter and 3 at aiming.
Aim at them.
I'll do it.
Can I press the buttons on your back while you do it?
I'd rather you not.
You have buttons on your back?
I do.
Can I press them?
Of course.
They make farm animal sound.
Wow, we have toys like this on Earth.
That was a great combo, buddy. I've never heard that set before.
You're saying that Ron's like a toy on Earth? What was that?
He is like a toy on Earth. We have toys like that will make noises from various barn animals.
So essentially, not including myself, but if you thought of... Ron, in a plural sense, toys are us?
Yeah. And I don't want my mom marrying a toy.
I do have a giraffe button on the back.
I don't know what sound a giraffe makes.
Let me press it.
Okay.
You know, my multiple watches of the documentary Swiss Family Robinson probably should have clued me into this. Breaking news! Spelonius has just released their newest cologne, entitled The Finisher by Spelonius. The pheromone cologne reportedly makes you irresistibly attractive to every known species, and after 2 hours, melts your skin, killing you instantly. Because if you're gonna go out on top. And just as a gesture to make sure everyone understands, Herc was not liable for last week's accident, I got you a little box that I was thinking, you know, since you do have an expiration date, a little spritz of this to enjoy the last 2 hours before you become soup.
Well, thank you so... 2 hours?
Well, that's how long the cologne lasts, before it melts your skin.
Oh, that's very kind. Well, bottoms up.
No, Herc! Well, there are so many things wrong with this.
Did he just drink
that burn's going down. That's something that's going wrong.
It cured his McConaughey syndrome.
No.
What?
No.
This doesn't feel so
I'm scared, Mr. Speckman.
Dylan, you don't have to look at this. I'm really We're gonna scared. Get. It's okay. Look.
Oh, that really tickles going down the gullet, doesn't it? But what year is that?
Herc, your good eyes year. Changed colors.
Yeah, and they're going side to side and up and down yes. at light speed.
They're bright yellow.
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing one single blur of every color in this room and lack of room, and just kind of smeared into one frame. Things are not going good for Herc. Mm. I feel like my tummy is inside out and upside down.
You know, usually I'd get on to you for drinking that and making such a foolish decision.
You gave it to me.
Well, yes, I did, I suppose. In a way, this is on me.
He's liable.
Well, now, hold on.
Sign my arm.
I do have a Sharpie on me.
Okay.
While I sign his arm. Gosh, those eyes are unsettling.
I wish I could stop.
Dylan, I want you to understand what the day-to-day is like for me. When I'm not astral projecting over the city of Detroit, I'm dealing with this. I'm trying to deliver news and be a real journalist like you, but I'm dealing with this little red creature instead.
I feel like you are liable. You gave that to him.
Dylan, what the f***?
Yeah, Ron, you're not off the hook. You handed me a bottle of poison, and you said, drink up.
Hold on. I said bottoms up.
Oh, no, you said bottoms up, right?
Someone said bottoms up in this room, and it wasn't me. I think it was Ron.
It might have been Tom. I didn't say it. Who said bottoms up?
Do you know what the reality of this situation is? You know what the reality is? It's some breaking news! In a shocking turn of events, charity organization Craft-A-Wish has found itself in the midst of a PR nightmare.
Uh-oh.
Young Timmy Too Small of Carry On 7 was diagnosed with early onset poop brains. His parents naturally turned to Craft-A-Wish to distract him from the boy's condition, as only they know how, sending a known villain to visit the sick child. However, in a mind-boggling waste of company resources, Craft-A-Wish accidentally sent renowned ambassador and hero of the cosmos, Michelle Obama, to visit the child instead. The parents are now suing Craft-A-Wish for psychological damages. In a meeting with the press, Ambassador Michelle Obama stated that he had no idea what was going on, and that he was told there would be sweet potatoes. Dylan, how does that strike you as a news story?
And as a child.
Well, it reminds me of something I experienced back on Earth.
Having poop brains?
Well, no, something a little more serious.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a best friend in middle school. Sorry, I get really emotional thinking about it.
Yeah, take your time.
Yeah, that's okay, buddy.
Emphasis on had. He got really sick when we were in seventh grade. And he was diagnosed with Sugon.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
What is Sugon? That sounds serious.
What's Sugon?
Sugon is nuts! Dylan, you got us.
What do you mean you got us?
He got me.
What is the meaning of this? Dylan, explain.
Sugon is nuts!
Ron, look at me. Sugon is nuts.
These nuts!
Testicles?
Well,
nuts!
Dylan, what is the meaning of this?
It's all about the nuts.
Dylan!
This is news.
Yes.
This is the news that my culture, that my people care about.
Your people.
This is why your people are forced to listen to this show, so that they can gain a little bit more...
Your people? I can say my people. You can't say your people.
What should I say, Dylan?
You tell him, Dylan.
Good one.
You should say nothing.
Genius! See, this is why he's such a good journalistic mind. I honestly came in hot. I think it's because I felt undermined. I thought I was the best journalist in this room, if I'm completely honest.
We know, Ron.
Thank you. And I think it hurts to realize that not only are you a brilliant journalist, but a brilliant ambush journalist. I hadn't even thought of balls in weeks or months, and yet you bring it to the forefront in an instant, capturing the imagination of a nation.
It really does just jump into the brain.
Brilliant.
Can I say something, Mr. Speckman?
Of course, Dylan. Anything.
You make me uncomfortable.
All right.
You know what, Ron? There is an air about you that I could see making small boys uncomfortable.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Hold on.
It's
human
just,
boys.
Send
just
us an email. Send us an email. If you're a small boy, and Ron makes you uncomfortable.
This is not the kind of...
Send me an email if you're a small boy and you do feel comfortable with me. No! Hold on!
I can say it because I'm 10. You cannot say that.
Hold on. Nope.
And Dylan's 13. We're both youngsters. Yes.
Don't send me an email. Find me if you're a small boy and tell me how much you like me. No! Hold on. Find me if you're a boy, be small, and then tell me things.
How about some breaking news? In celebrity gossip, Venorius Venorn Voro drunkenly crashed his A1 Vortex cruiser into the statue of Grimm. The famous foot enthusiast is unharmed, but has done irreparable damage to the ancient landmark. On the scene is our sign language expert, Borfus Starling. What do you have for us, Borfus? Thank you so much, Borfus. Over to you, Ron, and Dylan, I guess.
Yeah, you get all that, Dylan?
I did. I know sign language. I don't know if it's the same sign language. I know American Sign Language. Is there some type? Is it a standard sign language?
There's just kind of standard galaxy-wide. I didn't think there were different types.
GSL.
Okay, no, I have learned GSL.
You know galaxy sign
language. They've started teaching it because, you know, they have to now.
They have to.
But
that's right.
I know it because my cousin is deaf. Do you mind if I say something, hoping that your, what's his name?
Borfus.
You can say anything you
say
like.
Say whatever you like. Borfus is a cool guy. He looks like a baby. Borfus, what do you think? Oh. Hang on. Borfus isn't using sign language. He's pulled out a notepad and he's writing something. Wait, hold on. Borfus, where are you? Your whole thing is shiny. He is now holding up the notepad and says, "Fuck you, Dylan."
Hell yeah.
"That is my son, you rat bastard.
I didn't say
that. You're not my dad.
Borfus said it.
I can't believe
you're
you said that.
Ron's pointing at me. I didn't say it."
See, he's threatening. He's threatening you.
See, well,
he's raising his arms. Oh, guys, he's raising his arms. He's threatening us.
I can't raise my arms. I can raise one. The other's in a cast.
Wait, I thought I was threatening. Who's threatening?
You're threatening.
You're both threatening me.
Dylan, just come here and let me do surgery on your brain.
Don't do it, Dylan.
Pedophiles. You're pedophiles. You're pedophiles. Wait, you both are perverts.
Let's take a step back.
Hold on. Everyone was screaming except me.
Ron, you were screaming.
Oh, I don't know about that.
You were.
Ron,
yelling.
You did, Ron.
You know,
Ron,
like to
you
apologize.
Did.
And you raised your one working arm and your one gimp arm.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. Blood flow's all jacked up.
Tell us about, Dylan, what, 9/11? That's like a slushy shop, isn't it?
That's right, Slurpees.
I keep hearing about it, and I'm pretty sure it's where there's like snacks and donuts and slushies.
They hit the second Slurpee.
So close. I actually wasn't there for 9/11. 9/11 was a thing that happened. It's actually kind of funny.
Oh,
bring your own. Bring your own cup day.
Yeah. Did some slippery fall on the floor or something?
Some spillage. You know, Dylan. Firstly, still so glad you're here. Great day for me. Couldn't be more pleased. This 9/11 situation and everything that happened with it, I'd say, if I'm understanding correctly, the story. This was a gas station-type place that was struck with two vehicles. We had something similar happen, except our two vehicles was one giant toy that broke my arm.
Yeah. Yeah, it came right through over there, you see?
Similar thing?
So yeah, what you're thinking of is 7-Eleven, and they have a slushy day on July 11th, Earth Day.
Oh, 7-Eleven
is a totally different thing.
Oh, right. Well, that's just my phone. I'll be informed. 7-Eleven. I want to check that out.
I have no questions about 9-11.
No.
I have nothing but questions about 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Did you hit up one when you went to the Okefenokee Swamp?
I sadly didn't have time. The trains, they were calling me. Or at least I thought they were, because I had some bad intel. In my case, it ended up being two literal trains, one of which struck me. Hit by a train.
Wow. Why did it do that?
What did you do to provoke the train?
There seems to be a narrative here that everything that goes wrong is my fault. Are you getting this, Dylan?
I'm getting that.
All right.
Because it is your fault.
Here's the thing. I did scream something at the train. as it was approaching me. I couldn't see it, didn't have a face. I took a wild guess.
What'd you scream at it?
I said, take me. I said, take me, because I thought it had a face. I thought it was lady. It wasn't. It was just a literal locomotive. It struck me. And yeah, I awoke several hours later. It wasn't great.
Honestly, that, of all the things we've heard today, I'm the most okay with that, and that makes sense. And I'm sorry, Ron. That actually reminds me of a story that Dylan might resonate with. And it was a friend who got hit by not a train, but by a spaceship. It was a tragic accident. And it makes me think of you, Dylan. It really does.
What are you?
Why?
What are you getting on?
Well, my friend, his name was Dragon, and he was just really, he was a really sweet guy.
Imagine dragging these nuts on your face.
Good job,
Mr. Spackman!
You got it! I can see the future a little bit. Dylan, I can teach you how. He claims it's pattern recognition. I know it's...
You
know what it is?
What is it?
It's Ligma.
What is Ligma?
Ligma balls! This has been Live from Zarloff. I am Herc Dercules.
So the balls. Now, hold on. I'm Ron Spackman, but let me... I'm so lost.
I'm Dylan!
This has been Dylan, Ron, and Herc, and we'll catch you next time, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Catherine Fajone as Dylan Johnson. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
It really does just jump into the brain.
Brilliant.
Can I say something, Mr. Spackman?
Of course, Dylan. Anything.
You make me uncomfortable.
All right.
Young Timmy Too Small of Carry On 7 was diagnosed.
Nice, Herc. That's how the word said.
Dylan. Idiot.
Get a load of this guy.
You
get
can't
a load
speak.
Of him. Still learning to talk. How about up top?
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, you can't speak.
What a delight. Oh, how does it feel?